systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is Monday, July 26, 2010, and your name is Danny. Ha! My name's Matt. Sean, what's up, SA?
My name's Sean.
Yeah, my name's Danny. Introduce me. That's weird.
Just switching it up. Episode 379, the Monday Funday Show. Thank you so much for joining us. TheJamHole.com/live, of course, where you should be watching these at. You can sign up at Ustream and hang out in the chat, all that good stuff.
Or just fucking linger and watch like most people do.
Or just linger and watch. They're afraid to get called out because they know that the second they say something stupid, that's it. That's the end of it.
Then we call them out and make them feel like shit.
Exactly, because we do that.
And maybe then we shouldn't do that.
That's why we always have new people. It's really the same like 8 people that listen live. They just have to keep making new nicks because they ruin the ones they had by saying stupid things and then us pointing them out.
Okay.
So. All right. 406-204-4687. That's the number to call live if you want to say hi or whatever.
Or whatever.
And let's keep in mind.
What?
September 25th.
Fucking second annual live audience show.
You know what that means?
What?
You don't do things annually when the first one you do was a complete flop and a piece of shit.
That means
you would just,
that
you kill it right there.
So that means that,
that means
we were successful.
The first one was awesome.
A-okay.
And that means the second one is going to be even more awesome.
Fucking super awesome.
Especially because I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there. We'll have three of us. Because last one, it was just me and her because Braden had bailed. And then, you know, Braden came up and hung out. But, like,
we called up a few people.
And we'll do that again, definitely. It's a very interactive show, especially once you guys all get drunk.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give away right now one of the topics we will be covering September 25th.
What's that?
Breakups.
Why?
And because everybody that's going to be there that I know has broken up with somebody, and I'm going to bring them all up, and we're going to do a big old fat marriage counseling session. Don't tell anyone. It's going to be great. Shh. I'm excited.
What?
I'm going to put them on the spot. It's going to be awesome.
Okay.
It's going to be so awesome.
You're not going to, like, put us on the spot, are you?
No. That's, no.
Yeah, that won't happen.
No, never. Come on.
It'll happen at some point.
Shit. Ski it says, wow, Danny, that shirt combined with watching you lick the pop filter is making me feel like Forrest Gump.
Alrighty then.
Oh, awesome. DJ Aztec in the
chat,
everyone.
Mommy, call me a retard, beat me with a rubber hose.
Shit. So yeah, September 25th, come party with us, thegemhole.com/forums. If you're a member there, you can RSVP. And if not, you should make an account there, because it's our forums.
And you should fucking come to the goddamn show.
Just come to the show.
Just come to the show.
Just come to the show.
It's going to be badass.
Just come to the show.
We
That's
didn't
all
shut
I'm
that fucker down until like 4 o'clock in the morning last
I know.
Time.
We
and
got
if you know what, if it's like, I'm hoping it's around the same size, if not more.
I'm hoping a little less, actually.
I'm hoping
that was a little
more.
Too many
fucking
people
pack
for my
that
taste.
Place.
Really?
Fuck it, yeah.
Okay. I guess you guys can all come then.
Get the word out there. Come be a part of the Jam Hole Nation.
Second annual. And we're
going
to be filming it, 3 cameras, high def. Again, we'll have a video, thejamhole.com/250. If you want to see the first video, it's an hour-long movie of us doing our thing and
fuck
the crowd
yeah.
and three Oh, it's awesome. McNally.
It's amazing. It's so cool to hear like 50 people going, kaboom, all together, dude. That's an ego boost from hell.
It was great.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was great.
It was fucking amazing.
I still watch the trailer just to hear that.
Yeah,
and
so,
I'm like,
so do I. I totally do. It's awesome. It's badass. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome. You guys should fucking plan it and, you know, get some time off work. Make
Come
your
up for the week. And we
buy
got
your plane tickets. Buy your train tickets. Buy your fucking whatevers.
Red Fox got the time off, so he's coming.
Fuck yeah.
Spork Roast.
I hope MDS is coming again.
Possibly.
He's got those frequent flyer miles, so.
I talked to Johnny from Tucson. He's not going to be able to make it. I told him to write some stand-up and I'd perform it for him.
Oh, yeah?
In his voice. In my little midget costume.
God.
My little hobbit midget costume. It'll be cool. But yeah, it's going to be a good time, definitely. We have the whole restaurant to ourselves. We have food, we have drinks, we have weed.
We got booze.
I said drinks. Well, booze and or regular drinks.
And what do we have for the ladies, Matt? That's right. We'll be auctioning me off. Win a date with Lyrical.
I can't believe you just said that.
Highest bidder.
I can't believe you just said that.
We should do it.
I'm going to win.
Well, we're going to have to now.
Well, I doubt anybody's going to bid.
You know what? You can win
I'll bid a dollar.
You should win him and then bring him home and make him clean the fucking house. And then bring him here and make him clean his fucking house.
Hey, it's not my turn to do the dishes.
They're your dishes. No, when they're all your dishes, S.A.
No. I know that some food was cooked because when I left, there was not a pot out there.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mac and cheese, my shells and cheese pot.
Clean that shit. That's fine.
The rest of that shit is yours, and when I have room to clean it, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Agreed.
And you drink the rest of my milk, we're going to have problems. I just want to put that out there.
Wow, guys.
Hey, officially. Man, who are you, the fucking milk Nazi?
And
I bought milk too.
Put the fucking toilet seat down. I almost fell. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously, that's disgusting.
Hey, I bought milk the last two times.
And they sat in there till they spoiled. Cool.
Yeah, excuse me for trying to get a little milk on.
You gotta buy Reese's Puffs when you buy milk.
Guys.
I like whole grain Cheerios because it's good for my fitness.
So yeah, wrapping that up. Wow. September 25th, RSVP at thejamhole.com/forums or the Facebook group. If you're a member of the Jamhole Facebook group, which is getting its ass fucking beat by the Hotbox Facebook group.
That's because the show sucks, dude.
It's a lot of people that like weed, man. That's all there is to it. It's just, you know, it's a hot topic, man.
So if we would have made this show strictly about alcohol?
Nah.
We should do that.
No.
And I'll host a show.
We don't even drink, except for you.
I know. That's why I like...
Yeah. You don't even fucking drink.
And it's not illegal. Like, what would
I
you...
I know.
You could talk about how people 18 and over should be able to drink and just do a whole podcast about that.
Nah.
The one argument being they can die for their country, but they can't drink. Well, they drink.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't do it at bars. Well, some of them do it at bars.
We could just have me and all my drunk friends on talking about our drunken adventures.
And you're also going to perform some poetry.
That's right.
And I'm going to bring some bongos, and we're going to do it. We're
going to
have our circle glasses.
I might do a cover, actually.
Oh, of one of mine?
No, we'll see. I think I'll pick one cover to do.
We'll put together something for the pre-show warm-up. Something that's going to embarrass the fuck out of Sean, hopefully.
For sure.
And I also heard that you were going to streak the restaurant before we started. Is that still happening?
I think you heard wrong.
Oh. Okay. So he's going to do that. But anyway, so yeah, make sure you're RSVP to that. I know it's still a couple months out. Get your plane tickets while they're cheap, train tickets, whatever. If you come down the Saturday before, you can catch the Hotbox Roach Market. We're doing a big weed party festival. We got tables and booths and panels and speakers and me and him rapping and some other guys rapping. And we have, who's that band that's going to, are they going to play?
Yeah, we got God-Fearing Women.
That's going to be fucking awesome. If you guys remember when me and Sean wrapped up at the Palace and we rapped with this live band, that's who that is. So they're going to come and perform also. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I have the actual lineup right here.
No, I'm talking about the September 18th Hotbox Festival.
Roach Market. That's right.
But I also wanted to mention that. So August 14th, if you guys are local, there is a party at Distinct... And we're on the flyer.
We made flyer status. We're moving up in the world.
I know, and that's totally awesome because he calls me up and he's like, hey, what are you doing August 14th? I'm like, I have no fucking idea. He's like, well, your name's on this flyer, so I guess you're going to be rapping with me at this show. I'm like, oh, okay, I am, huh?
For show. That's going to be a good all-day... Actually, it's from 6 to 10. It's an all-age show. We're going to have God-Fearing Women, Dead Deer Boy, Skeeter Hawk, and special guests MC Lyrical and Matt Lee.
Is that my rap name now?
I guess.
Word to that.
Brand recognition, son.
Fucking A. That works. So, yeah, that's August 14th. That's a Saturday?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so if you guys are local, come hang out with us then. And then, of course, September 18th is the Roach Market. And then September 25th, the Saturday after that, is the second annual Jam Hole Live Show. Lots of awesome shit happening. It's going to be a good time, all of it. So, yeah, that's that.
Show.
Went to the lake on Sunday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was all right. It was cool. I enjoy that lake. I enjoy all of the toys there. If you check out thejamhole.com/forums, the picture's there. Put a picture of the Wave Runner and all that stuff. But so, last Sunday, I told you guys a story about how we played Dump the Rider, right? And the thing died and we were stuck out in the fucking water, right?
Uh-huh.
So this Sunday, I was like, I'm going to totally get her back. And I start going in the Wave Runner, like, in circles, making, like, this whirlpool thing. And then I just, like, gunned it and flipped it, and she went flying, and I totally stayed on, totally almost dislocated her shoulder and drowned her and killed her.
Well.
And, yeah, so.
Shows how much you care.
She's in the hospital.
Great.
No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, it was pretty funny. You never seen somebody, like, skip across the water like that wasn't being towed behind a boat? It was so funny. And then I kind of felt bad.
One of my buddies launched me one time off of his Wave Runner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was in a tube and a boat cut us off, and there's these huge wakes.
Oh, shit.
So he just, like, floored it towards there, pulled me on a tube.
Right.
And as soon as I hit it, I let go.
Right.
I saw this coming. I was like, this is going to be great. So I let
this
go.
This is going to be epic.
And I flew through the air like fucking woo.
Superman, like Superman style. Nice.
Hit the water, skipped a shitload of times.
Water fucking, dude, it takes a lot to break. It takes like a hot minute to break the surface tension of water when you're going that fast.
Dude, I got to tell you, I wish I could recreate that experience. It was so much fun.
Was it?
It was awesome, dude.
Did you blood your face?
It was like flying, dude. It felt
good. It kind of, yeah, dude, it's totally like flying. You just go really fast and then stop on a dime and then let go. It's kind of like flying.
I was airborne for several seconds.
Oh, at least.
I was.
Well, I had a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Ashley is in town.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she going to come on the show with us?
Yeah, she has
Wednesday
her brother's wedding tomorrow, so she didn't want to come on tonight because she's got a lot of planning and stupid shit to do.
Right.
But yeah, probably Wednesday.
Is she the best man?
No, dude.
I like how you had to think about it first. Oh, wait. No. No, dude.
No, anyway.
God. Sorry.
No, but yeah, she's got her brother's wedding tomorrow and all that crap. So, but yeah, she's back in town and I got to see her again. I was super happy, dude. Like, I almost cried when I saw her. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I miss you so much and blah,
that's
blah,
cool.
Blah.
Did she drive up here from where did she start?
Arizona.
At? Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's
Mesa?
A long, that's a bit of a drive.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I made
Mesa?
The drive.
Yeah, Mesa.
I used to live in Mesa.
Really?
I hear they're cleaning up the Mexican problem down there.
No, they're not.
No,
oh, no,
yeah.
They're not?
No. If anything, they're cleaning up the white people problem down there.
Oh, right, because we gave Arizona back to Mexico. Right, okay.
Well,
What's all this shit going on that they're, like, just stopping Mexicans randomly and asking for their papers and stuff?
I don't know.
That's
profile.
Arizona.
Cracking down on illegal aliens, I guess.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I have no idea, dude.
Oh, wait, you mean the whites are the illegal aliens there. Okay, that makes sense.
The whites look out of place. Everything
right.
is fucking brown
when
in
everything's,
Phoenix, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
The buildings are brown. The roofs are fucking brown. The ground is brown. The people
the
are
water,
brown.
The water, also brown.
The water, slightly brownish.
Fucking A,
so
dude.
Anyway, dude, yeah, I met up with her, and it was super awesome, and we hung out for a while, and then I guess her parents were also coming up from Mesa, and Ashley and her cousin decided to drive straight through, and her parents stopped in Missoula or something, so Ashley and her cousin didn't have a place to stay for the night, so I took them up to my place, and I made a fucking amazing dinner and shit. Actually, we
nice.
Were gonna have a barbecue at my friend's house, but some shit went down there.
When the shit
and we
goes
decided
down,
not to stay because my friend's brother he has diabetes. He's type 1 diabetic, and he let his blood sugar get way low and was drinking.
It's pronounced diabetes.
Diabetes.
Actually. Diabetes.
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 Diabetes. Diabetes. Anyway, but he let his shit get really low, and he'd been drinking and shit, and he was just all fucked up, and like. He got all upset about the barbecue or some shit, walked in the house and fucking grabbed the barbecue sauce that he had made and fucking
and
dumped it
out.
Down the sink.
Oh.
No, and then
wow.
he went out back and fucking grabbed these steaks that he had cured and fucking rubbed down and stuff with this awesome rub, threw them out in the fucking grass
so you're saying
in the yard.
Full on adult temper tantrum.
Yeah, dude, nice. Like, fucking flipped, man.
Nice.
And then he got mad at his dad or something, and I guess his dad was coming at him with a baseball bat. And then this dude's huge, right? And then the dad's like my dad's size, or like your size.
The
you
Deco
know?
Pug says, that sounds about right for diabetes rage.
Yeah, dude, diabetes rage is fucked
it's
up.
It's like road rage, but when you don't eat instead of when someone cuts you off.
I guess, dude, but no, diabetes rage, like, it's serious, and it fucking happens. But anyway, his dad came at it with a baseball bat because he was pissed about him dumping all the meat. And then the fucking big dude, you know, with the diabetes fucking jumped on him, and dude, they had to fucking call the cops and shit, had to get a sheriff down there, had to get a fucking EMT guy down there for the fucking dad and stuff because he got fucked up and all that. And I'm like, you know,
see, this is
like, I'm gonna go home and cook something.
This is applicable to our chorus for the song, Where Were You When the Shit Popped Off.
That's not going to be the fucking chorus, too.
It is in my head.
It sucked, though, because, you know, Ashley was with me, and, like, I had hung out with this guy before, and I'm like, dude, he's actually a really awesome guy, and he's really nice and stuff. I'm like, it just sucks you have
when
to see him
like
this.
When he's got his insulin.
But right. He's got diabetes.
Yeah, he wasn't, you know, he didn't take care of himself, I guess, and he just fucking flipped. But, like, he's actually a really, really sweet guy. Like, he helped me change my uncle's tire the other day,
Amesby
and without
says,
him, I wouldn't have been able to do it because the lug nuts were on there so hardcore, but, yeah.
Right. And chicks don't change tires.
No, I changed the fucking tire, dude.
Oh, right. Ainsby says, was this down on Shady Lane? Yeah. It probably was.
Anyway.
Should have been. Whenever anything like that happens and it's not at Shady Lane, I try to go down there and shuttle everyone to Shady Lane. I'm like, all right, and action.
Or the other one, Spruce Park.
Or Spruce Park, also.
But yeah, dude.
Or Meadow Manor.
He's a really sweet guy, and he's really awesome, and it really sucks that had to happen, but, like, I don't know. Their whole family is in town right now, and they were trying to have this big family get-together barbecue thing, and, like, it just totally got effed. And then the guy, Zach, that I've been hanging out with, he's like, I was like, dude, I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna
leave.
Go home and cook some dinner and shit. And he asked me if he could come with, and so he came with and shit, and I made dinner for everybody, and it was, like, this big fucking... I made stuffed chicken breasts with amazing fucking four cheese rice with cauliflower and broccoli all in there, and cream of chicken, and fucking au gratin potatoes, and... I hate you guys. And it was fucking amazing, though.
Sounds
awesome
pretty
dinner.
Delicious.
Yeah, hung out Indeed. With Ashley and her cousin. Her cousin's really, really cool. And it was fucking great, dude. I had a good time. So, I'm super stoked. I'm super stoked that Ashley's back, dude. She'll be back to like, the second week of August, I think. So
nice.
Yeah, dude. Fucking awesome.
Oh, and the other thing. I'm sorry. The other thing I wanted to mention while we're talking about the events and stuff is that we're trying to make it to Hempfest this year since we're not going to DEF CON because my brother... bought a Mini Cooper. So there goes that. And I don't want to go if he's not coming because he's my hack buddy. You
right,
know?
Right.
So
he knows a little bit more about it than you do, and you don't want to
yeah,
feel
actually
left alone.
He does, because for the last, you know, 3 years that I've been working, he's been
hacking.
Not working
right.
And doing things like that and learning, and yes. But I'm for how much time I've spent with
you're,
it.
You're getting good.
I can crack a web, no problem. I
yeah,
got that memory.
I know that.
Next, we'll see what happens. Man in the middle, who knows? SSL
you're
strip.
Not doing
I don't
too bad.
Know. We'll see. But
so
yeah,
you want to go
so
to Hempfest, huh?
Hempfest, if you guys are, or if anyone's in Seattle, I know we have quite a few listeners in the Washington area. If you guys are going to Hempfest, we'll be there, or me and Sandy will be there from the Hotbox, and we'll see you guys there if you guys are going.
Oh, wow. What,
so,
when is that going to
be? Time. It's the same exact day as the fair here. I want to say, like, August 18th. Through the 21st.
I don't know. How long are you guys going to be out there? You guys going to go for?
I'm going to take my 2 vacation days, maybe.
Uh-huh.
If not, I'm going to use them while everyone's here for the live show.
Huh.
So I might just take one.
Yeah.
And then save one so I can camp with everyone when they're here.
Eh.
But yeah, we'll see. So definitely Seattle
cool.
Hempfest, August 18th. I should really check that. But I'm pretty sure it's August 18th, so... Should be a good time.
Yeah, before you start telling people to come along, you should
yeah, right. Well,
find out when it is.
If you just blindly follow where the fuck I'm going and you don't take a minute to look, trust that after the show, I would have looked and I know the date now, so you should do the same.
Okay.
Just Google that shit.
Okay.
Just Google the fuck out of it.
All right. So everybody had a good weekend?
It says Danny's going to have to put new batteries in the tracking device she put on your car, Matt.
Why would I want to track him?
Rhythm said... Ha, ha, ha.
Actually, it's all caps, so it's pronounced
ha, ha, ha,
ha. Oh, is it?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Why would I want to track
Didn't
you in your little car?
I don't know.
I don't want to.
Ask
good.
Ask Ski It.
I follow him on Twitter. It's cool.
Is that Skeet or is that Sheet?
I think it's Skeet. If it was Sheet, I think he spelled it wrong.
Maybe he spelled it like that tried. To be urban.
S-C-H makes the sk sound.
I know, but I think he's retarded in...
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It was a joke.
So, Saturday, worked at the board, at the scoreboard.
Yeah, how'd that go, that trashy-ass bar?
Fucking epic.
Fucking trashy, nasty, inbred, redneck motherfucker.
No, actually,
no teeth, fat fucks rubbing against drunk chicks.
Okay, that's
actually,
no, listen, that's daytime scoreboard. Nighttime scoreboard.
Weekends is pretty hot.
Classy?
There.
Is it classy?
No, it's what you describe, but it's all chicks. So
all trashy, no, drunk, inbred, teethless, fucking redneck bitches.
Don't talk about my audience like that
there's
ever
actually,
again.
A good handful of
there's a
decent looking girls there.
There's a couple.
There is.
But no, so I get there.
Wait, she says, wow, says the chick that works at the new bar that has no customers
ever. Says the chick
there.
That got fired from the new bar that
I
has no customers
fired.
Ever.
Thank you.
You got fired.
Wait, so
no,
you
I did not.
Really?
So you don't work
no, I did
at,
not
get fired. Patty's anymore?
No, I don't.
Didn't we cover this?
I think we
talked about it one of the nights Sean went. Was just
we had this same conversation a few shows ago, though.
Yeah, no, dude. I don't work there anymore. I got a little pissed at the management shit, and I kind of lost my mind. And,
Told him where to stick it.
Pretty
Something
much.
About his jam hole. I don't know.
Pretty much. Weird. Yeah, so I have really bad luck with bosses.
Thank you. MDS, Hempfest, August 21st and 22nd. There's the link in the chat
for
the live listeners. Thank you.
No, I did not get fired. Thank you, I quit!
She resigned.
Cut me down to like 2 days
funny.
A week.
That
I can't live off that. Sorry.
That's you know, though, that's how restaurants fire
yeah,
people.
Yeah, of course.
So you did get fired.
No. I quit.
In a way,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
They encourage quitting.
So I get there a little late. Like at like I'm supposed to have the music on by 9,
right?
And be there like, you know, a little early to turn everything on, to turn the computer on,
yeah,
and open the mixing program,
right?
Love it. But so
wait, don't you mean to DJ?
Right? No. Yeah. Wait. What did I say?
You said you could turn the computer on and press the program that played songs for you.
Yeah, that's what I did. What did you call it?
Well, that's DJing, isn't it?
It is actually. Yeah.
We should call our buddy and see.
Vinyl's dead. Does anyone own vinyl anymore? And Ski, it says, because I made a playlist for you. That's right. And I appreciate that. But, yeah, so I got there and shit, and there was, like, 3 cars in the parking lot. I roll in, there's 4. And I'm like, okay, it's still early, sun's still up, it ain't getting dark here.
Well, they were all at the Lyrical show.
I ordered a steak and shit, and 10 o'clock... rolls around and there's still like 5 people in there, and I'm like, do you want me to turn the music on? And he's like, maybe wait a little bit more. I'm like, alright, cool. So I eat my fucking steak and shit, and finally, you know, I turn it on, and there's maybe like 10 people in there, if that, just playing pool and sitting at the bar. No one's dancing, none of that shit. And this goes on for, oh, I don't know, the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But somewhere towards like midnight or 1, this dude comes up to me and he's like, hey, you need to play music for your crowd. You know, this, nobody's dancing to this. I'm like, excuse me. I know you're over there playing pool, but if you've looked on the other side, there is no crowd, dude. What would you personally, what would you and your 3 homeboys want, like to listen to? I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. This is the playlist. This is what it is. And there's nobody in here. And I don't even give a shit right now. I was so fucking bored. I read everything on the internet.
Oh,
twice.
Okay. Well, I'm
twice.
Sorry.
I
didn't have a crowd, like, at all?
Nobody. Nobody.
Huh. That sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was cool, though. I made a little money, and that was helpful, so I can pay your phone bill.
Why do you keep...
Because I still haven't paid it, and it's still yours.
Well, that's
until
your
I
damn
pay
fault.
This one. Well, help a brother out, dude. That shit's like almost $200. Fuck.
Yeah, and mine
I know,
is like, what, $50?
It's fine.
You're the one who has
I
the fucking crazy-ass
bucks.
Phone bill.
$120. And that's... I can handle that. I could pay that. I'm like $50 short.
Well,
anyway, thejamhole.com/donate. Help me pay her phone bill. Her last one. And then we won't have to worry about it anymore. So... Yeah, it was totally dead. Everyone was up at the Heritage Days thing. I went up and worked a booth on Saturday. I took some pictures and all that shit. It was a good time. Fun stuff. So, you, Lyrical.
Yes, sir.
While I'm at the board, I get a phone call from Papa Pill, and I didn't see it until I missed it because, you know, there's music playing and everything, and he doesn't text or whatever, so I, like, text you. I'm like, what the fuck does Pill want, you know? And you said something about he just beat up
Friday
and Filthy.
Hold on. Now, according to him, he did beat up Filthy pretty good. Friday just a little bit.
Okay, well,
there was a scrap. And
you guys know
Pill came out ahead.
You guys remember we played that rap song from the guys that were dissing Sean and Isaiah, and he just was rhyming nigger a bunch of times.
Right, right.
And it was awful. It's that group, right? So I text him back. I'm like a fist fight or a rap battle? And then he's like, a fist fight. Well, kind of a fist fight. It was kind of a scratching, hair pulling war, but no. So what happened? Were you there, or did he call you also?
No, he was in Columbia Falls at the street dance, and I was at a show in Whitefish.
Right, because you played up at the Craggy that night.
Yeah, for a few minutes.
Well, when you're done talking about the fight, tell us about that, please.
Oh well, there's not much to tell about that.
Did you rap?
I did. It was a show.
And was it good?
Sure.
Awesome. Thank you. So
Papa Pill, yeah. His rival group and him got in a brawl, and I don't know.
It was him against two,
I guess.
So he says.
You know, I wasn't there. I didn't see it go down, but the story goes that he told me is that they confronted him and all this shit, and Friday was talking some shit, so he started swinging on Friday, and then...
So he threw the first punch?
I don't know. Well, yeah, he threw the first punch, but I think they were threatening him out
like,
the corner,
hey,
you know.
Fuck
like,
your
oh,
mom.
Look at you all by yourselves, and there's
Are you serious?
All six of us bad dogs here.
Where's your crew?
You know.
Because we're all attached at the dick and the ass, so, you know, wherever one... We're like the human centipede of rap.
I don't know. He beat up one of them, I guess, pretty good. And then Friday, he actually said he bit a piece of Friday's neck off.
What? Like a vampire? Was he trying to... Turn him?
The last guy Papa Pill fought
got his face bit.
No, he bit his finger off.
Are you serious?
Papa Pill bit one of the dude's fingers off.
Now, is this like okay? Like, are we okay with this? Or
I don't know.
Is that kind of a bitch thing to do?
I don't know. If I ever get some haters rolling on me, I guess I'd rather have the guy that fucking bites people on my side. You
know? That is a great point. So. Is that how men fight, though? Like, or I don't know.
Well,
this
that's
is a
how
rap
animals
war.
Fight.
Is this how?
Now, I will say, Pill also has some boxing experience, and I've sparred him.
Oh.
He can scrap.
So
a little
he's
bit.
Trained
he's
under the Mike Tyson regime.
Something, you know, played
he
a lot of super
once,
punch out, you know,
and then bite his ear off.
Pretty much.
Interesting.
So anyway, then I guess Friday got up and stumbled away.
Nolly says, "Bite a finger like a boss." Did he bite it off like a? Oh my
like
god!
Like a boss.
Did Friday, like, bleed out because he chomped his carotid, or
I don't
what?
Know. He bit Friday, like, chunked his neck, just, like, bit him really hard, and, like, Friday was bleeding, and then...
Huh. So
I guess
now
Richard,
they're
Filthy,
kinda,
got up in Pill's face.
Oh, and my brother will get a kick out of this. Filthy is Rich Bassett. Do you remember him? Oh, my God. He used to be a cool kid back in the day. He was kind of weird, but he was all right, you know? And now he's hanging with the Dumb Dog crew.
Yeah.
And he got his ass beat by Pill.
Yeah, I guess he got up in Pill's
That's
face.
That's awesome, dude. That's so awesome.
Pill threw his drink in his face, bit in his eye, and
yeah.
Just pummeled him.
Rhythm says, yes, I do. That is priceless. I saw some pictures of Pill on his MySpace, because, of course, you got to put up the aftermath pics, and he didn't really look that beat up at all.
Well, that was the whole point. He wanted to show that he just had the knuckle marks in his forehead.
Oh, okay.
And so I guess...
I did see... Yeah, he did have a little red. It's... Yeah. That's funny, though, that happened. So did the cops come, or...?
Yeah.
And who got arrested?
They cuffed Pill for a little while.
DecoPunk says, a grown man biting people. Like, I don't know. Is that how guys fight? Like, do we bite and
I guess
kick
if you feel
scratch?
Like it's you versus six people, maybe you
well,
might fight.
Okay, hold
you
on.
Know.
If it's not fair like that, I'm talking one-on-one. That's maybe something you don't go and, like, pull out your fangs. Like, hold on, I gotta put my fangs in. You know, you don't fucking do that. But if there's, like, six of them and you pretty much do whatever you have to survive at that point, you know? I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, man. I guess it's little man syndrome. Pill's a little guy, you know, and fucking little guys, they got to fight to win sometimes. So he'll, you know, he'll bite your fucking ear off, dude.
And he said that on his MySpace, like he was proud of it. Like, yeah, I told y'all I'll fight dirty and shit. Nolly says, this is what happens when you watch True Blood. Ski It says, he only raps because he likes the way the mic fits in his hand. Makes him comfortable. Hmm. Awesome. Hey, you better be careful. You're next. You're next on his hit list.
That's right.
Shit.
He's on a fucking rampage.
So, rap just got a little more real here in the Valley, huh? All that shit talking they did finally came to the fucking conclusion of them getting bitten.
And that's the
punched.
Funny thing in their songs, they talk about how they fuck him up or they beat him up. This is three of them. He's beat up three of them so far.
He's going one by one. He's like Hitman, dude.
I guess
like,
he beat up Johnny G at a New Year's show.
Okay.
And now it's Fry and Filthy. So that's three of them. A few more to go.
MM says, my dad was a wild man with lots of anger. Something about he bit off a finger before, and it hit kind of close to home. He says, before he bit the man's finger off, he smashed his car window with his fist and pulled him out of his car. Y'all are crazy. Shit. But so now, because he bit him and there was blood transfer, he has whatever that dude had.
Probably AIDS.
So now we can rap about that they're both... Oh, that's brilliant. Mm. That just opens up a whole...
You know what? You just reminded me of something, too.
Oh, please.
I got a call from a friend today. I guess Friday had called him.
And put a hit out on Pill?
And he said that he wanted to talk to me.
Uh-oh.
So...
He want to pay us like...
Should we call him right now?
Do you want to call him right now?
Can we call him on the air?
I can.
All right, let me see if
I... But I don't want to have to, like, bleep out names and shit. And you got to say, like, yo, you're live on this show. Like, this is
being
recorded.
Do I have to?
Nah, fuck it. What's he going to do?
Thank you.
I'll say it. I'll handle it.
Oh, I'm looking for it.
Okay, well, as soon as you find it, you let me know. And... Well, shit, I wanted to talk about the movie Splice for a minute, but...
I don't have it.
You don't have his number?
I don't.
God damn it. All right. So, was there anything else that you wanted to mention about that whole thing? Whose side are you on this? Do you think he was in the right to bite and punch?
You know, I don't know the entire history, but I guess, you know, if that's how he's gonna fight, I mean, fuck...
Like, are you still cool with rolling with him and everything?
I guess.
Okay. I don't give a fuck either way.
I don't know, like, man. I'm kind of loyal to the whole little clique that is in the circle here that we rap with.
You're
you
loyal
know?
To the clique that hasn't written diss songs
like
about you.
Like you, Nickel B, and
yeah,
them,
for sure.
And Goes, and, you know, fucking...
Even though you've written a diss song against me called Fuck You, Matt.
Well, that was just an improv freestyle.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah.
Oh.
I didn't really write that.
Oh.
I know it sounded like
I liked it.
Because it was good.
Fuck You, Matt. Fuck you, Matt. Matt. It's catchy. It's very catchy. I like it.
Yeah, it's good. Anyway, so Splice.
Splice.
I watched it too.
We saw Splice. I watched it the other night. You watched it last night. And I gotta say, I'm gonna totally just blow this movie's spot up. So if you don't wanna know what happens, I'm glad I didn't know what happened when I watched it. Because so the whole premise is they're geneticists and they're like recreating life, I guess, from scratch, and they make these little bags of flesh, kind of, and then...
They're trying to harvest proteins from them or something.
Basically, for diabetes, because, you know, in the future, diabetes rage, it's a very serious thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, they make these things, and they're like, we're gonna take this to the next level, and guess who's in it? Fucking McKay from
McKay?
Stargate Atlantis. Fucking McKay was in it.
Yep.
He rolls in and I'm like, fucking McKay's here. Shit, yeah, dude. He's gonna be cloning all sorts of cool shit. Oh, no.
Yep.
He plays the D-bag fucking boss of these two geneticists that's like, we need more funding. We're gonna get fucked and this and that. He still kind of had a little McKay to him, though.
He did.
He definitely did.
He did roll in like McKay, too.
So... They're like, we gotta take this to the next level, and they're like, well, you can't get funding, what we want is this protein, and they're like, no, what we wanna do, the genesis, we wanna make life. We don't want just these bags of protein enzymes and all that shit. We wanna put human DNA into this thing and make life. Mm. Life. Life. And you know what they fucking did? The dude was like, no, you can't do that. Go fucking dig proteins out of cow shit or whatever. And the chick and the dude, they're like, we're going to fucking do it anyway. And you know what they did?
What?
They fucking did it.
They did.
And you know what they made?
What did they make?
This weird ass little bag thing with a tail with a stinger on it that dies like 5 times through the whole fucking movie. And each time, I'm like, okay, the thing just died. And they're all like, oh my god. And I'm like, do you not just remember that it's died like 4 fucking times, and every time it dies, right, it comes back as a little bit different? Like, mm-hmm, they're like, oh my god, we have to save it. And then the thing fucking awakens and all that shit. And so each time it dies, it goes through this metamorphosis of sorts, and it's evolving constantly, and its cells are replicating all quick and fast. So they're like, oh, it's gonna die soon anyway. It doesn't. And eventually it kind of takes the form of a oddly sexy
a slightly arousing, a slightly, but in a disturbing way.
A slight, with like wings and shit and like big weird eyes, and at one part the chick starts getting all weird with it and all calling it like sweetie, and the dude's like, we need to fucking kill this thing.
Yeah.
And then the tides turn when it grows up and the chick puts makeup on this thing and she's like, there, now you're pretty. And yep, guess what? The whole time I'm like, no, this isn't going to happen. This can't happen. And the thing's like all dancing and getting all like...
No, you're like, no, aw, wait.
I'm like, no, that's not going to happen. And it reached in for the kiss. And I'm like, he's not going to kiss. He just kissed, yep, it. And then it stopped. And I'm like, okay, that was kind of weird. And then it comes on to him again. And you know what he did?
What?
He fucked it.
Yep.
He fucked
it. You made something. It was your child with your wife because she wants a weird baby that she created.
It wasn't his DNA.
And you
though,
fucked
no,
it.
On.
It was hers.
Yeah, well.
Your wife snuck her DNA into the John Doe sample and you didn't know, and that's why you got all aroused, because it has her DNA in it because you're a weird freak. And you fucked it. This thing has... Have you ever seen Xavier Renegade Angel?
Yes.
Yes.
This thing had legs like Xavier.
They were like kangaroo
horse
legs.
And he fucked it. That is so weird. That fucking... But, dude...
Dude, I gotta tell
you. I gotta tell you. Oh. Whoa, you first.
Okay, I just have to say...
Whoa.
That was kind of slightly arousing to watch.
I'm glad you said that.
Because you were gonna say the same thing,
Because I don't
right?
feel weird about it now. Rhythm says, like those hot-ass Avatar chicks, I'd bang them. Fuck yeah, kinda. But no, more horse-like.
Yeah, no, that chick just looked like she'd be a wild fuck. Like, she had the tail.
Yeah. She had a tongue like a fucking snake, wings like a bird, she could breathe underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Like, kinda cool.
Yeah.
That one part where she gets him up against the wall and her tail comes around and grabs that bead.
Yeah, dude.
And she's,
Adrian Brody, you fucked it. Good job, dude. That was so weird.
I want to be able to breathe underwater.
That would be cool.
That would be super cool.
That would be
cool.
Pretty cool.
Fucking, I want gills.
And then what happened after that? He fucking gets the thing pregnant. It freaks out. Oh, he's fucking her, and his wife comes in,
yep,
and is like, oh,
and
you
he
know
stands
what?
Up, dude.
I have to say something about that scene. In the movie that we got an R5 rip,
uh-huh,
legally, so that means the video was from a theater. Or no, it means the video is clear, but the audio's from a theater. It's not direct audio.
Okay.
And when his wife busted in and caught him fucking that weird-ass thing, the theater erupted into laughter, and it was so funny.
Oh, God.
Because I started laughing, too.
Me
and
too.
Then I hear, oh, my God, it was
dude,
so
he
perfect.
Just he just stood up real quick. He had that look like he just got caught fucking a sheep,
yeah,
or
and
something.
Everyone's
he's like, doesn't know what to say.
It's not what it looks. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's totally what it looks
it's
like.
I totally banged
Sorry.
Her, and now... She's pregnant.
He's
her,
like, fuck.
It's pregnant.
Oh, oops.
It blew my mind. It was so... I can't believe he fucked it. And, happy to say, they trailed it off so that they can make Splice 2.
Yep.
And I bet you, someone in the chat said something about Species. I bet you they're going to take it like Species. The first 3 will be like major theater releases, and then they'll make 5 more after that. They're just total shit, but I'll watch them anyway because I like Species. Because she was so hot.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Aliens and genetically engineered chicks.
That's right.
Are hot.
Future. MDS says horsey like Sarah Jessica Parker. MDS, horses aren't horsey like, yep, Sarah Jessica Parker. Come on, dude.
Her face is kind of like more like a rabbit. kind of.
Yeah, with weird teeth and weird eyes. Like, her eyes aren't like ours. They're a little bit longer. They're weird, dude. She was weird. But I tell you, when she finished putting makeup on her, I was like, huh.
Yeah.
I look at my dick, and I'm like, really? All right.
Yeah, she's doable.
You lead. I follow, so what else?
She got that freaky hand foot, though.
Looks like I know! Did. She only had four fingers and hooves. You had fucking hooves almost.
Can you imagine that the hand foot? I mean, that...
You did see her tits. It's... I can't say her. You can see its tits, though, which was interesting.
Yeah.
They were like, I was expecting like a row of three, you know, like six on the die. Like, but
that movie made me have a lot of confusing feelings about that.
I was
that
very,
thing.
I went and cried. I'll be honest with you. I cried after that movie. Not just because did you notice, like, from the point of the beginning until his wife catches him fucking, it's really serious and not like everything's super dramatic and serious. After that, it's like the writers were just like, well, that's all we got. So if you want to just figure out how to end it, like, they just quit giving a fuck. It was like lighter and more funny, but it's not supposed to be. But people in the theater are laughing. So whatever. It was awesome. So.
Huh. Yeah, that was a good movie. Took me a couple drinks to get over that, though.
I
want to see it now.
I had to fucking smoke.
All you freaky people out there, go watch that movie and see if that chick arouses you.
And jerk off to it and see if you can finish jerking off by the time the dude's wife walks in on him.
Nice.
And if you close your eyes and you do it, it's almost like you're getting caught.
That's right.
And that's cool. I'm sorry. You gotta have good surround sound, though, for that to work.
All right.
Pretty awesome.
So, cool movie. I want to see it now.
I'll give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay. Cool.
This could be a cool movie.
All right.
And this is fucking disgusting. By the way, you have to see the picture of this poor schmuck. Link in the chat there. The world's first full face transplant patient made his public debut before cameras today. Now, I just want to stop right there and say that if I was the world's first
face transplant,
full face transplant, like the whole thing, right? Maybe if you're the first, they're still working some things out, getting the technique down.
Totally.
Maybe I'm never going to make my public camera debut, you know?
Oh, like, my God.
Look at your face, dude. Did you make a private mirror debut first before you went outside?
Well, they did okay, I guess.
Yeah, kind of.
He could be a pretty good horror movie actor.
Well, identified only as Oscar. He's like Michael Myers now. Holy shit.
Kind of.
Rob Zombie should hook up with this fool. Make him famous. More famous. Oscar, the 31-year-old, spoke with considerable difficulty at a news conference at Barcelona because everyone was laughing at him or because they fucked up with the face muscles. That's like, you might as well just do a whole head transplant at that point. Like, leave
maybe.
The face. Find me a good
head.
Is
there, like, fucking scars all the way around the face?
It's
like,
disgusting.
It doesn't look like they did a good
job. I'm
going
to come over and look.
I'm not sure what he looked like prior to.
Fuck.
But if that's any indication, Nolly's Undead says, God, he looks like the Phantom of the Opera.
That poor guy is going to get that same reaction for the rest of his life.
You know what's
funny,
though?
People are going to turn around and see him and go, oh, fuck.
Oh,
hey.
Fuck. I'm sorry. Hi. But that's funny because he has the same expression on his face. Like, oh, fuck. You know? Oh, fuck, dude. During the 20... 20-
it looks disgusting.
Yes, it
dude,
does. But
like,
I'm really curious what he looked like before. If that's an improvement...
Is that,
like,
better than no face at all?
I would almost rather just have a Halloween mask, honestly. But at this point, we should just be doing... You know, you find a good head with a nice, pretty face on it, and you're like, I want that one.
Well, maybe they'll get better at face transplants.
Well, let's hope so, shall we? For the future.
He needs
to
go back in and get that eye straightened out, though. That doesn't look very good.
Nolly says he needs the mask. He should have put the mask on. And then like, I would have, like, wrapped myself up like Darkman and went out to the press conference and been like,
Darkman.
A new superhero has been born. I am... fucked up face guy! Just kidding, I'm not a superhero. During the 24-hour surgery, doctors lifted an entire face including, but not limited to, the jaw, the nose, the cheekbones, the muscles, the teeth, and eyelids, placed it mask-like, like Corky, come on, onto the man. He has been described as a freak, no, a farmer. He was described as a farmer who was unable to breathe or eat on his own after accidentally... What happened to his face? What do you think?
Ooh.
He's a farmer. Had a herda.
He got it chopped off.
One of those fucking cool machine
things. He accidentally
thingies?
Shot himself
oh
in the
my
face.
God.
Which, how do you, if you shoot yourself in the foot, okay, accident. You shoot yourself in the face?
You should be
that's
dead.
That's a suicide attempt. That's attempted
suicide.
Was it a
suicide. Shotgun? Like, what was it?
I'm going to say probably, because if it wasn't anything but a shotgun, you would
He'd
need
be
full
dead.
Face. If it was just a regular gun, it'd be a hole.
Yeah.
Or unless it was a high caliber hunting rifle, in which case he'd be dead.
Right.
Right. So.
I wonder,
I'm going to say shotgun. I'm going to say 20 gauge.
Bird shot.
Definitely. Shotgun.
Yeah.
That's
well,
fucked
damn.
Up, though, still. I don't know, man. The head of the surgical team, Dr. Joan Perret, said that Oscar will need... Do you think they named him Oscar because he looks like... Oscar the Grouch.
I have no idea,
because that's a dick thing to do, Doc.
Yeah, that's pretty mean.
He will need between a year and 18 months of physical face therapy and is expected to regain up to 90% of his facial functions. He's now being released from the hospital and sent home. Do you think maybe you would wait for your television debut until after you've regained, I'm going to say, high estimate, about 65% of your facial muscles?
You know, he could probably go in and get plastic surgery done.
On top of that?
Yeah. Like, he bought a beater car, okay. He got the low-end model.
You're broke right now, I understand. Times are tough. You need a face.
He's gonna pimp it out over time.
That's
you know?
Right. First, maybe a nose. Actually, first, maybe some muscles in there that
first, maybe
I can move.
Straighten that fucking eye, dude. Come on, dude.
Oh my God, what are you looking at?
These people don't take pride in their work. That's a sloppy fucking job.
That is a sloppy job, dude.
Get
Come
that
on.
Cheek deflated.
So he's able to drink liquids and eat soft foods and has been able to speak for the past 2 months.
Nice.
Yay.
Do you think he talks all fucked up?
I'm going to guess, yeah, probably.
Oh, poor
how
guy.
Does... How do you do physical therapy when it's your face? Do they just hook you up to one of those BioTens machines, like what we got with the pads, and turn on the electricity, and it, like, works your shit for
maybe.
You? That's fucked up, dude. Poor guy. What do you think his wife... Oh, I wonder if he's married or anything, or has kids, like... You know what? He gets home, and the wife goes to the doctor and is like, Doc, you're fucking killing me here. $100,000, and that's what you give me? Come on. I paid you more than that. He also regained feeling in most of his face, a sad, sad feeling, and is partly recovering movement of his muscles. One good sign was that a week after the operation, he had to be shaved because of beard growth. Wasn't his beard, but, you know, it was growing. It's like
So whose face does he have?
There's somebody that's not happy right now.
I mean,
missing a face.
Did they just make it from scratch?
No,
or did they,
no.
Like...
Face transplant means it was somebody's face. Nolly says Nick Cage. Is that Nicolas Cage's? Kinda.
Kinda looks like John Travolta.
I don't think so.
It kinda looks like
John Travolta.
John Travolta.
Yeah.
Actually, it looks like John Travolta's dead retarded child. Too
Whoa.
Soon? Whoa, sorry.
Too soon.
Have you
buddy.
Seen a picture though? Come on.
No.
I mean, a face only a mother could love, am I right?
No.
He also suffered acute rejection twice. Once from his wife, once from his kids. Come on.
Oh.
Come on.
Acute rejection?
Acute rejection. There's nothing
There's,
cute about
yeah.
that.
There's nothing cute about
Come
that
on.
At all.
Oh,
all
right.
You beat me.
Once 4 weeks after the surgery and again between the second and third months. Both times the new face was saved with medication. Yay. You mean you didn't pray to God that the face would stay? You actually used real medicine and science?
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Maybe
wonder,
praying would have helped. No, I'm kidding.
How would a faith healer handle a face transplant?
Lord only knows.
Lord only
oh,
knows.
Oh, God, dude.
At the news conference, Oscar seemed relaxed because he was high off his ass. As he looked out with eyes, he cannot yet close completely. Well, that's a problem.
Sporting his sweet face.
Hey, bud. Hey, Oscar, taking that thing out for a fucking test drive? Oh, fuck. A younger woman identified as his sister, whose name was not given because, you know,
because
she's embarrassed as fuck. She said her brother looked forward to leading a normal life. Notice she wasn't like, oh yeah, looks good. Looks like a face.
And he's like, are you sure? Because I think it looks horrible. And I was like, no.
No, you look great.
Your face is fine.
You look great. No, let's get in front of these cameras and put you on national
TV now.
It's
just your eyes. They're not working yet.
It's okay.
Really? Because it looks pretty fucking bad.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Take another pill. Don't worry about it.
Take another pill. It looks like your face is getting rejected.
Yeah.
Take this.
Like it's trying to run
away. Looks like his cheek is pregnant.
What do you think they do for that? They like put the face to give it like
get
a little
tape.
They give it a counselor and stuff so it can talk about its rejection issues.
I will say they
did a psychologist, a facial psychologist.
I will say they did pretty good on the forehead.
The forehead looks damn good.
Immaculate.
Hey, is that your forehead? Because that looks good. And your chin, as soon as your cheek is done falling off of your face and they put it back where it belongs, your chin's going to look really good, too.
Yep.
Really good.
Your nose builds character.
Builds character. Maybe want to get a nose job
like that
eventually. But hey, one step at a time, right?
Dude, he's got a fucking Michael Jackson nose, bro.
It's weird, dude. He's eager to enjoy, quote, little things, like walking down the street without anyone looking at him. Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
People need to stop lying to this poor guy.
I know, dude, that's so fucked up. He's looking forward to it. Well, you can keep waiting for, you know, until you get at least, like I said, 65% muscle control in that chopped up piece of meat you call your face. I'm sorry, this is so fucking horrible.
It's
a miracle. No, really,
yeah.
It's a miracle.
Well,
it's
know,
a miracle that you shot yourself in the face and we even took the time to fix you.
This is modern science. This is the best science of the day. It was transplanting this face.
That's
look
right.
Look at the job they fucking did.
Look what we did. Yay.
You know, I build shit for a living. If I built something that looked like
you'd be damn proud of that.
They would ask for their money back.
I would sign it. I bet they all did on the inside eye flap. You know they all did. You know they wrote nasty shit like a yearbook.
That's ew. Wow.
He's also looking forward to sitting down for a meal with his family. His family, maybe not so much. Doing things that all of us do on a normal day, she said. A French team announced a similar operation earlier this month, saying a 35-year-old man with a genetic disorder has an entirely new face, including tear ducts and a chin that sprouts stubble.
Nice.
And tear ducts not cry. They actually cry.
Nice.
Like, hey, I'm a man. My tear ducts didn't cry in the first place. I don't. And if you could make this just sprout like a soul patch, bro, that'd be hot.
Right.
That'd just be so sweet.
Just a little.
It'd be
just
cool if you could, like, pick where it grew in at.
Right. Like the little electric Mr. Whiskers thing.
Right.
It'd be cool if they could just make mine just not grow at all.
Yeah.
Like, you got it good right here, totally not growing, but here and here. If you can make that stop as well, I'd be...
I bet you're tired of shaving all the time.
I'm so fucking sick of shaving. But if I don't, people are like, wow, you look like a grizzly old Mexican. Like, well,
what?
I'm almost 30, so okay.
You should do the handlebars, dude.
I can't. This is as long as... No, it gets a little longer than that. But then
yeah,
like,
when you grow it all out, you do look like a dirty Mexican. It's
thank
kinda
you.
That's
creepy.
That's funny.
Thank
no,
you.
No, seriously, dude. If you've seen it, like, when it gets long...
I'm telling you, you white people are the minority. Yeah.
I would have picked him more for, like, an Iranian or something.
What?
What? Dude, he's Italian-Mexican, man.
Iranian.
An Iranian.
I don't understand that.
Well, I remember when I first saw him, me and my brother were arguing because I thought he was Italian and Mikey thought he was Mexican.
The best of both worlds.
You're both right.
Yeah.
I steal cars and then call hits on you. Awesome.
Okay.
Nollies Undead says, if you had that face, you would cry. Tear ducts are not fucking A. So, and then, of course, the first face transplant, besides the movie Face Off, albeit partial, was carried out in France in 2005, and since then about a dozen more have been done, including three in Spain.
Well, lovely.
I hope you get better at it as time goes on.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you that if I got home and had to look at that in the mirror, I would not be happy.
Yeah, no.
I would take it back.
Yes.
And I would say,
I need a refund, please.
Just shoot me in the face with a shotgun again.
I probably finished the job.
It probably looked better.
All right, well, moving on. As a sure sign of the times of how just awful and shitty things are.
All right.
Darth Vader held up a bank in New York.
That doesn't I'm sound like Darth.
Everyone's broke. Do you think he did that? Like he kicked
totally,
open the door?
Totally.
And
walked in with a boombox and shit?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's so awesome.
Absolutely. That's the only way to do it, dude.
I hope he did. Yesterday will be a day long remembered for. It saw the robbing of a bank by Darth Vader and soon, the fall of the rebellion. Thank you. Writer Think, for
yeah,
the
right.
A-N-Y-C.
Good job.
You okay. Douche. Seriously, though, Lord Vader really did show a Seticut, New York bank the power of the dark side. Oh, come on! Are you fucking kidding me? They get paid for that. Doesn't that blow your mind? After he executed one of the most shocking heists in American history. At approximately 11:30 a.m., Vader, in full uniform, minus the appropriate leather pants, of course, walked into the Chase branch brandishing a firearm instead of his trusty lightsaber. Oh. Thank you, writer. Nevertheless, more customers regarded his appearance as some sort of joke until he ordered everyone onto the ground with his mind.
Whoa.
We assume. Thank you again, writer. Having found new ways to motivate the bank teller, are you getting all these Star Wars references? Yes, we are. Thank you. I hate when writers do that. Did you just get the last six awful fucking references I made? Okay, just check.
Yeah, just
you're
check.
Still reading
yeah,
it went
this,
a little
right?
overboard.
You're still reading, right?
Beginning and end only. That's the only places for those references.
That's right.
Beginning and end.
Come on. The 6-foot-ish bandit received an undisclosed amount of money and took off on foot instead of, are you ready? His custom TIE Advance X-1 Starfighter. Come on.
Wow.
He was pursued by one of the customers whose lack of faith caused him to lose the thief after a short chase. Stranger still, this wasn't the only pop culture related robbery this week. In Oklahoma, a woman held up a McDonald's with a pair of men's undies paperclip to her face, making her look like, of course, the Hamburglar.
Of course.
All right, I'm done with this piece of shit.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
I just thought that was awesome that Darth Vader robbed a bank.
So he got away. Awesome, dude.
Please.
And he got away.
Sounds like it.
Dude, the power of the dark side, come on.
Duh. You're going to give me all of that money.
Right. Mm.
And you. Listen to my awesome boombox.
Right. I am.
Do you
your
think
father.
It was like it was the DJ Z Trip remix of it?
I just picture him walking.
Oh, yeah, of course, dude.
I just picture him walking in there and then just setting that thing down.
Yeah, dude.
Press and
like,
play.
Busting a breakdance move real quick as he pulls his gun out and says, what does he say?
I am your father.
Everybody.
Get the fuck out of
wow.
Give me all of your money because
Everybody
I am your father.
Yo, get down on the ground, motherfucker! Like that.
Yes, like that, like exactly. That. Thank you. Red Fox in the chat, everyone.
Anyway.
So, moving on. This one's for you. A mother.
For me?
Emily Beth McDonald. She's a mother.
All right.
She's accused of smearing feces.
Ooh.
On.
Her child.
A catheter leading into her child.
Wow!
Her daughter's bloodstream.
Bad ass.
Why would she do that?
My guess,
hate,
probably
some
to
hate.
To kill her, some rage.
Hmm.
Some infection.
I got a nasty stretch mark that I'm never going to let go.
Right.
That'll fucking give you some a. BV right there.
Fucking A, dude. That's all. Ugh. That's so gross.
Blah, 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 blah.
You imagine
poop
like
in the vagina.
That's right. Banging five cc's of feces. Just straight to the main
banging
vein.
Banging five cc's
you better,
of
you better write
feces.
That one down.
You better write that. Hey. Okay, hold on.
That's a good one.
Thank you. Hearing has been scheduled Friday. On a request that the state district judge revoke her bond before the trial. See, she was found by a child welfare official last week with a child, and that violated her pre-trial release. You're not supposed to. You just injected shit into your daughter's catheter. You're not allowed to be around kids anymore. So, and then she was. She's 24. She could face a life sentence for injury to a child, free on personal recognizance bond. As a condition of the bond, she has been ordered to not have contact with children. That's where she got in trouble again, of course. It was her 4-year-old that she is accused of injuring. According to a motion filed by prosecutor Jackie Wood, A child protective services worker made an unannounced. God damn it,
Jackie Wood.
Thank you.
She said Wood.
Thank you. An unannounced visit to McDonald's parents' home in Manor on Tuesday and found McDonald approximately 3-year-old at her side. That is a no. In an interview, Wood said she did not know the identity of the child with McDonald. Who is this child? I don't know.
Quote, I have no idea.
The defendant placed her hand on the child's head and stated, "Now that you're awake, I have to go upstairs." And she left the room. Wood argued in the motion that McDonald's actions and the nature of the accusations against her indicate she is a great danger to the kids.
Hmm. Clearly.
Well, yeah.
The 4-year-old girl was admitted to Dell Children's Medical Center April 15th, 09, with a high fever and, quote, a long history of chronic diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
You remember that? I love that clip. It's a little Asian chicks. It's a Tim and Eric awesome show. Anyway.
Wait, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, okay. I get it now. Thank you.
The blood test came back positive for bacteria commonly found in the poopy. Hospital officials set up a hidden camera.
She, like, you know, like, put it in her butt and then, like...
In the catheter. Ugh. So
that's
gross.
Disgusting.
That's wrong.
Dude.
That's wrong. Yeah, that's where the pee comes out. You're trying to put poop in?
When the shit pops off.
Where were you when the shit popped off?
Okay, women.
Where were you when the shit got popped in?
Women, when you wipe, you go front to back, not back to front. That's just a big no-no.
And
so.
If you have a catheter, don't put poop in it. Right. Unless you're trying to kill your child.
Right.
Then go right ahead.
I don't even think it would kill her. It would just give her a really
gnarly
infection.
You couldn't think
of
any other way to kill her?
Choke the bitch, man.
I think she was trying to keep her sick.
Yeah, probably. That was my first thought, too.
I think that's
Yeah, maybe.
Then the hospital officials set up a hidden camera in the girl's room after she continued to have setbacks in her recovery and after they had to replace her intravenous lines several times because of infections or clots in the lines. May 31st, hospital staff reviewed the tape and saw McDonald smearing feces on cap to her central venous line.
That's creepy, man.
That's fucked up, dude. Like, you actually had to take shit from somewhere and bring it into the hospital with you. Like, that in itself, to me, that's, like, too much work, dude.
Yeah,
I don't want
gross.
Shit
I don't
anywhere.
Want poop on my hands.
No. Smother her with a pillow.
Yeah, choke her.
Something.
I don't know, dude.
Shit?
Something... Ugh.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I would test that shit and see whose it was.
God.
A central venous line is a catheter inserted into a patient's chest or neck. Oh, it wasn't
into her
pee hole. Ugh.
In your chest or neck?
Come on,
that's
dude.
That's some serious infection.
Into
going
a vein
on.
Or directly into the heart. It allows the quick insertion of medication or fluids and allows monitoring of cardiovascular measurements. That's so gross. You got
dude,
shit
yeah.
going straight to your heart.
In your fucking...
No.
Come on.
MDS says Munchausen by proxy. That's so fucked.
That's disgusting. Man,
McDonald told police that she had smeared feces on
your
her
heart
daughter's
is full of shit.
That's right, on her daughter's central ventricular line cap 5 times during her daughter's 6-week hospital stay. She was rolling in there once a week.
You're a bitch.
That's disgusting, dude. That means you walked into a hospital with shit with you 5 times.
Nolly's Undead says this is how the Grinch was created.
Fucking A, dude. This is how children murder their parents are created.
Yeah, probably.
At the time of the May hearing, McDonald's lawyer Bob Phillips said her 2 youngest children are living with her husband, who is their father. And the oldest child is... Are you getting all my Star Wars references?
Got that one.
Oh, God. And the oldest child is living with her own father. Because, you know, we don't all have kids from the same... Okay?
Not in today's
world. You my baby daddy.
I don't know who the baby daddy is now. Phillips could not be immediately reached, of course.
Anyway. That's pretty gross.
That is fucking so
disgusting.
Gross, so gross. Yeah, yeah. Shit in it.
Dude, shit like going into your neck or your chest, like into like
into
a
your
fucking,
heart.
Yeah, dude.
I'm sorry. That's so fucking foul.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty fucking just ew.
All right, and last story for tonight before we get out of here.
What you got?
Palm Springs has been a welcoming oasis for gays and lesbians. This one's for Sean.
Ever since the
days of Rock Hudson and Tab Hunter, the 2 biggest gays and lesbians there are. But new frictions have arisen between the city's police department and its sizable gay population, estimated to be as high as 30-40%.
Whoa.
Over a police sting of gay public sex, half of the people that live in Palm Springs are homos. Crazy.
That's
crazy.
It's pretty gay.
That's fucking gay.
That's pretty gay.
That's fucking gay, dude.
That's gayer than a bag of dicks.
Last...
That's gayer than gay sex. It's pretty gross.
The whole bag of dicks thing gets me every time.
Yeah, like, bag of
it's
dicks
so funny. It's stupid, but it's so funny to me.
It's great.
Like, it's just a... Okay. Last summer, Palm Springs police used undercover officers who totally were down to volunteer for this job to arrest 24 men in a gay neighborhood for allegedly trying to engage the officers in sex. Full. Like this. Full sex. While few in the gay community defend anyone having public sex, whether gay or straight, the anger is over the unusual charges in the case. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The men are charged under Section 69. No, I'm kidding. Section 290C of the California Penal Code, making those who are convicted register as sex offenders for life.
For really? Life.
Forever.
Forever.
Their name's added to a police database. Of course, that charge is essentially a life sentence, especially if you're gay, and has never been used against straight couples arrested for similar activity in Palm Springs.
That is kind of fucked
you know why?
Up. That's not very fair.
Well, really?
You know.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because straight sex is the Lord's sex.
Well, yeah.
Gay sex, that's the devil's sex. When the devil fucks,
you're a sex offender. He fucks you in the ass, son.
You're a sex offender. That's right. So... adding fuel to the community anger is surveillance tape shot inside a patrol car during the sting. One officer can be heard using an anti-gay slur. Uh-oh. Which one do you think? There's so many to choose from.
Hmm.
While another officer laughs. Ha ha ha. You called him a faggot. Ha ha ha. Now take your dick out of his ass and pull your pants up. We gotta get back to the station.
Wow.
All of this flies in the face of the city's reputation as a welcoming place for gays, says longtime gay rights pioneer Cleve Jones, who relocated to Palm Springs from Frisco 10 years ago. Do you think maybe Palm Springs kind of fucked up by making it public knowledge that Palm Springs is a welcoming place for gays?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, it's kind of like San Fran.
Like, check it out. You know? If we all of a sudden up here were like, hey, the Flat Valley is a welcoming place for black people. Like, do you know what...
Boom!
Whoa.
L.A. That's all I'm going to say.
Yo, motherfucker, I'm going to go ahead and move my ass up to the cow spell.
Oh, word.
Oh, hey. Yes, nigga, that's where it's at.
Hey.
Yes, all us niggas is welcome.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
You think the rap game's hard now?
We going to push y'all's white rappers out of business.
Good, maybe we'll get some black rappers that move up here that can actually fight. They can be on our team.
God.
Oh, shit. That's so fucking awesome, dude.
Wow, dude. No, it's too cold up here, man. A lot of black guys don't... Black
That's,
people don't
that
like
That is
cold.
True.
That's kind of why.
Not fans of the cold weather.
Yeah. At least that's what I think. I don't know.
Quote, they're really shooting themselves in the foot, he says. Gay dollars are keeping this city afloat.
What?
Let's get real. The gay events are the largest events in the valley. Well, whose fault is that? The gay tourist dollar is crucial to...
What?
Dude, a lot of gay people seem to have money.
Hold
I think there's a
That's
conspiracy
the
there.
No, it's because they're not busy blowing it all on women trying to fuck them. Guys are
right.
Just like, hey, you want to fuck? Yeah, let's do it. Are you top or bottom? Oh, wait, we're both tops.
Strap it on, buddy.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, Rochambeau, your boy. Man. Jesus Christ,
oh,
dude.
So gay.
But I'm glad there's such a thing in this world as gay dollars. Hey, what kind of money do you have?
Straight dollars.
Gay dollars.
Straight dollars?
Now and then I'll get like a gay quarter. I'll be like, oh,
you know what?
I'm Canadian.
I was at the gas station and I got a gay tourist dollar today back. I was like, no, I don't want this. Take this
I can
back.
Feel the gay on it.
I know. I can smell it. I'm like, yeah. God, it smells like cocaine more than it should.
Smells like asshole.
And asshole.
Right. This thing's greasy with gayness. Can you take it back?
Can I get a straight dollar, please?
I need a straight dollar. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I don't take gay cash.
So, yeah, they... the story here that's happening has spread far and wide, much like the gay butt cheeks
anyway,
of America.
Okay.
Wow.
And
I knew
across
you were
the
try
world.
With that.
Far and wide. Okay. And it will have an impact because people are gay. It's ridiculous. No, people are angry. That's kind of the opposite of gay.
Right.
If you take the literal.
Right.
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 Okay.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Oh,
the
please.
The fuck do you want?
Do you think
whoa,
that the gay gene will ever eventually just die out?
No.
Like, I don't
let's
know.
Say, hold on. Let me present my case.
Oh,
let's
please.
Say, let's say it's okay. The whole world is fine with gay people being gay. Everybody's gay. They can be gay together. Whatever. So all of a sudden, any gay people that would have had kids out of a straight relationship, they're not doing that. So they're not passed on gay gene because they're with their gay partner and gay people can't reproduce.
Well, if everybody in the world were gay.
Does that make
nobody
sense?
Nobody would be
right.
Here. What came first, the chicken or the gay? Like, I mean, you know, that's how you look at it.
Hmm.
But I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know if it is genetic. I think they're just playing the genetic card, just like we weed smokers are like, oh no, we need it for medical. Have some compassion. I think the gay people are like,
alcoholics are like, it's a crippling disease.
Exactly. They're like, it's not our fault.
I can't
we were
beat
born
it.
This way. Oh no.
I love
yeah,
being
I, whatever.
Wasted.
Like, no, I know dudes that are like, that were totally banging chicks and now they're fucking dudes or getting fucked by dudes.
Oh,
and
I know people
chicks.
That were fucking dudes and
that's
then now
right.
they're fucking chicks.
That's right.
My brother, so, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all blew your spot because we know us really up, and that's fine. I mean, don't tell on us, weed smokers. We won't tell
it's
on you,
it's just how
homos.
You were raised, damn it. And it's how you were raised, where you grew
that's
up,
right. If
what
your daddy,
you saw when you were growing up.
If you're a little boy and your daddy fucked you, then you're probably going to turn out gay. I'm
right.
just saying. So.
Anyway.
Well.
So.
Well, anything else before we call it a night? Mm.
You know, I did promise some listeners I'd tell the story of the hat.
Oh, please.
All right. Yeah, please.
You okay. have the floor.
It's pretty sexy.
Long story short, I was on a road trip with my bro, Ham, and my sis down there in California. And we were at this hotel, and I got drunk, and I dove into a swimming pool that was only like 3.5 feet deep.
Nice.
Oh.
Gouged my forehead, so the next day in the gift shop, I bought this hat so I could wear it like this and cover my big fucking raspberry
yeah,
on my forehead.
Yep. Is this a true story?
That's a true story.
Oh, my God.
It is, actually, because I've seen the pictures from it.
Yeah.
From his bust-up head?
Yeah, it's on your Facebook or
in my defense, though, everybody was sitting on their knees, so it
oh,
looked
that's,
much... It
looked
deeper.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it looked a little deeper than it was.
You know what? When I was in Florida for school, before school started, we went to the beach and stuff, and I thought it was deep, and I, like, ran and jumped over a wave to dive and, like, hit head first in, like, 1.5 feet of water, and I fucked up my whole fucking face and shit. So, like, the first day of school, I've got, like, all these fucking
scars,
gnarly,
like,
I have pictures of it. They're really old, but
gashes
yeah, like,
face.
It's huge, because I got, like, just my face
just
on
skidded.
The sand. I dove and then stood up, and it was, like, up to my calf.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was so much deeper than that. Like, I dove, dude, and just face sand just abrased off, like, this part of my face.
See, I went for a shallow dive, so I just kind of bashed
my
forehead.
Oh, yeah, I know. I was going straight down, and I hit, and, no
I knew
good.
It wasn't that deep, but
I've done something like that when I used to play tennis down in Florida.
Oh, hold on. MDS says, story of the hat, the hawk is an idiot.
The hawk is pure awesomeness.
But when I was down in Florida and I was younger and I used to play tennis.
Form.
And shut up. When
Sorry.
I used to play tennis and
form
stuff.
Form of a man.
The hawk.
A white rapper.
I went to a tournament or whatever out in Orlando and I was so determined to fucking win. And we were playing tennis, right, and we're nailing them back and forth so fucking hard that we're playing at the ends of the courts. And then this bitch just barely taps it and throws it just right over the net, dude.
The
and I fucking ran and fucking jumped and fucking put my arm out with my racket and skidded my entire right side on
Ouch.
The fucking asphalt. And I still got it, but I got it over the net. She was so shocked from it that she missed the shot, so I won. But it was super, it was fucked up, dude. Like, my whole right arm, my right, like, part of my jaw was all scratched up, my side. Yeah, it was fucked up.
Yeah, see, sand is a little softer. It's like snow. It's like really abrasive snow.
It wasn't sand. It was a tennis
court.
That's
what I'm
asshole.
Saying. Like, you hitting was probably a lot. Ouch.
Yeah, it hurt like hell.
So. All right. Well, any more stories of you guys being completely retarded?
No, I don't think so.
We haven't tased or shot each other yet, so not yet. So.
Well, that's cool. So remember the two dates, September 18th, the Roach Market, September 25th, the second annual Jam Hole Live Show. There's a Facebook group for each. RSVP if you're coming. Let us know. It'll be a good time. TheJamHole.com/forums or the Facebook group.
Seeing Deco Punk, my cousin, he's like, I remember that.
Awesome. Email us info@thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com, of course, is where all our shit's at. Help me pay some fucking bills, thejamhole.com/donate. I appreciate it. YouTubes and Twitters and Facebooks and all that
hey,
shit.
Hey, hold on. I'm sorry. Amham says the hawk versus the bandana versus the hairline.
Awesome.
Awesome. Very awesome.
Yeah, we'll see you guys tomorrow for the hot box, and we'll see you guys Wednesday for the Jam Hole. Fuck my life. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.